Hello, everybody, and happy Friday afternoon to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590 AM, the Talk of the Treasure Coast, coming to you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League game between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, or the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you. First pitch coming up at 6:30. Mets trying to even this series at two games apiece after Jupiter won the first two games on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the Mets won a thriller last night. No score in the top of the ninth. William Lugo led off with a hot shot triple, 108 miles an hour, hit off the bat. He scored a couple of pitch laters on a wild pitch to make it 1-0. Grant Hartwig slammed the door shut in the bottom of the ninth, and the Mets got their first victory in the series. And that kept them in first place alone in the Florida State League East Division. The Mets improved to 8-4. Two games back are the Hammerheads and the Daytona Tortugas, who are 6-6. And in last place, but only three games behind the Mets, the Palm Beach Cardinals, who are 5-7. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers is 9-3. Two games better than Bradenton, which is 7-5. Tampa 6-6, three behind Fort Myers. Lakeland 5-7, four back. Clearwater and Dunedin are 4-8, five behind the West leading Mighty Muscles. Other games around the Florida State League tonight. Fort Myers is at Dunedin. Fort Myers leads that series 2-1. Lakeland is hosting Palm Beach at 6:30. Tampa is at Clearwater at 6:30. Clearwater's won all three games in that series. And the late game is Daytona hosting Bradenton at 7:05. And once again, first pitch here at the Dean is set for 6:30. Going to be very close to an on-time start. Partly cloudy, breezy, a little cool for a late April night. Good night, good weather for baseball. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets pregame show on WPSL 1590, the Talk of the Treasure Coast.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on. Adam MacDonald from the Dean flying solo tonight. Great to have Bill Whitehead, our official scorer, on Wednesday, and John DeStefano, multimedia assistant, on yesterday, but back to a one-man band tonight. Let's go over the starting pitching matchup. We'll begin with the Mets. Mike Vassell makes his third start for St. Lucie. Vassell, the Mets' eighth-round pick out of Virginia last year, 22 years old, from Wellesley, Massachusetts. This will be start number three for him. So far, he has no record, a 2.25 ERA, eight innings, five hits, two runs, three walks, and eight strikeouts for Vassell. He was very impressive in game two of the season at Daytona, four one-hit shutout innings with six strikeouts. Okay against Clearwater last week, four innings, four hits, two runs, two walks and two strikeouts and a no decision against the Threshers. And we saw yesterday's starter for the Mets, Nick Zwack, get through five innings. We'll see if Vassell can up the inning count and get through five this evening. He's a good one, Mike Vassell, on the mound for the Mets. Starting pitcher for the Hammerheads is right-hander Chris Mokma, a 21-year-old, 6'4", 210 pounds, Miami's 12th round pick in the 2019 draft out of Holland Christian School in Michigan. Mokma pitched all season with Jupiter last year. 20 games as a 20-year-old, went 2-7, the 6.60 ERA. The Mets got him pretty good. In four games, the Mets handed him three losses, and he had an 8.14 ERA. He gave up 19 runs, 16 earned, and 17 and two-thirds innings. Now, of course, the Mets offense looks a little different this year as opposed to last year. A lot of the Mets offensive players from last year are up now in high A Brooklyn. Mokma so far this season has struggled. Two games, one start. He's 0-1, a 7.59 ERA, 10 hits and 9 runs in 10 and two-thirds, four hits, four walks, and eight strikeouts. We'll say this, though, about the Jupiter Hammerheads. They've had a couple of pitchers who have not had good numbers so far this season who have come in here and dominated the Mets lineup. Mets in three games have only scored two runs, one on a solo home run by Carlos Dominguez and one on a wild pitch Lugo scoring last night. So Mokma will try to keep the good times rolling on the mound for the Hammerheads. That's your starting pitching matchup, the righties Vassell versus Mokma. Lineups will start with the visiting Mets. We have a change at the top. Su-Wei Lin, left-handed hitting infielder, is going to lead off and play short. Lin, who has major league experience with the Red Sox and the Twins, signed a minor league free agent with the Mets in the middle of March. He's been hanging out on the complex side over an extended spring training. Now he's been shuttled over here. So Lin, 28 years old from Taiwan, plenty of experience, batting leadoff and playing shortstop for St. Lucie. We'll see how long he sticks around in St. Lucie. Alex Ramirez goes to the two-hole. He's got a 10-game hit streak, batting second and playing center. Justin Guerrero, the DH, hits third. Shervin Newton bats cleanup. He's at second. William Lugo, the third baseman, bats fifth. Jack Thomas Wold hits sixth. He's at first. Carlos Dominguez hits seventh. He's in left. Drake Osborne will catch in at eighth. Omar De Los Santos bats ninth. He's in right field. For the Hammerheads, Khalil Watson returns to the lineup after missing yesterday's game. Watson, the number 25 overall prospect in baseball. He leads off and plays second. Javier Sanoja bats second and is the DH. Jose Salas bats third. He's the shortstop. Osiris Johnson bats cleanup. He's in center. Zach Zubi is at first base batting fifth. Jorge Caballero is in right field batting sixth. Javian Cody hits seventh. He's in left. Yan Mercado bats eighth. He's the catcher. And Inguidas Santos rounds out the Jupiter order. He is the third baseman. Hammerheads have taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. And the St. Lucie Mets pregame show is in the books. When we return to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we'll have first pitch on a Friday night between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field? Yes, and Mora's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazika, the walk-off winner. Pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Acuna. Ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Urania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye, baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads on a cool, breezy, partly cloudy Friday night in Jupiter, Florida. Adam McDonald with you. Thanks for making the Mets and the Hammerheads part of your night. Chris Mockma and the Hammerheads on the field. Mockma throwing his final few warm-up pitches. Hammerheads in their home whites tonight. Hammerheads in black across the front, trimmed in orange. Black numbers trimmed in orange on the back. The black cap with the J for Jupiter, like a fish hook, and the angry Hammerhead shark on it. Mets in the road grays for the second time in the series. Also wore those a couple of nights ago. St. Lucie in blue across the front, outline in orange. Blue numbers on the front and back, trimmed in orange as well. A traditional home white versus road gray uniform matchup this evening. Mets 8-4 on the season, best record in the Florida State League East Division. Jupiter had a chance to tie the Mets for first last night, but the Mets 1-0 win dropped the Hammerheads to two games back. Su Wei Lin leading off for the Mets. Then it'll be Alex Ramirez and Justin Guerrero. Again, Lin signed a minor league contract with the Mets middle of March. He's been on the minor league side, the complex side, getting going. And now he's in the box for St. Lucie. First pitch on the way. It's in the dirt for ball one, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:32, 78 degrees and partly cloudy at the Dean tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Lynn takes a fastball for a strike and evens the count 1-1. Lynn, a minor league career 249 hitter with 22 home runs and 232 RBIs. As he half swings and misses at this pitch. In the majors, 193 at-bats. Got a taste of Major League life with the Red Sox and Twins. Breaking ball taken for a called third strike. Big over-the-top curveball. 12-6 breaker from Mockma freezes Lynn for out number one. And now Alex Ramirez will come to the plate. Ramirez probably had his toughest game of the year yesterday. Waited till the ninth inning with two outs to get his first hit of the night to extend his hit streak to 10 games to start the season. Went 1-for-5, struck out three times. He takes a breaking ball for a strike and then swings and misses at a breaking ball. Mockma and the windup delivers. Ball that's grounded foul out towards Jupiter bullpen. The 0-2 pitch comes home inside for a ball. Home plate umpire tonight is Denver Dangerfield. The umpire on the base is Garrett Griffin. Mets have had their run-ins with those two this series as this ball is fouled away. Yesterday, Griffin, the home plate umpire, ejecting Stanley Consueger and manager Robbie Robinson. After a debated automatic third strike call for a violation of the pitch clock, Ramirez spoils this one foul. Pitch clock back on and working tonight, counting down from 14 seconds. Once the pitcher's on the mound with the ball and the catcher is in the circle. Ramirez flies this one to center field towards Osiris Johnson, who's tracing back, and in the sunlight makes the catch in right center for out number two. Two up, two down for Machma. No score in the top of the first as we're just getting started tonight in Jupiter. From Watertown, Connecticut. Justin Guerrero bats next, the designated hitter tonight. It is a Friday, which means we welcome back the challenge system. Can't wait to get into this as Guerrero swings and misses at a fastball. Now Denver Dangerfield is calling his own balls and strikes, but each team has three challenges they can use. Challenge to the automated ball strike system, ABS, as it's come to be known. There's a pitch outside. Mixed bag last week for the Mets in the challenge games. Won some, lost some. There's a slider for a strike. Guerrero looks back. Wants to know if it was at the knees. It was. It's one and two. Breaking ball, and that's hit a mile high into left field. Fighting the wind and jogging in is Javian Cody. Still jogging. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Mets go down quietly 1-2-3 in the top half of the first. Mike Vassell on the mound for his third St. Lucie start. On the other side of the break, you are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
As we get ready to start the bottom of the first, we have a little sun shower here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, chasing folks from the bottom section of the seating bowl up to the upper level, the final couple of rows. There's a slight overhang from the press box. No tarp being put on. We'll play through. Again, the sun is shining. Just got a little pop-up rain shower, and I think it's gone, just like that. People are already starting to funnel back down to the seating bowl as the first pitch is popped up by Khalil Watson in foul ground. Over near the dugout is Lugo, but he watches it land over the netting, off the top of the dugout, and into the seats. A foul strike one for Khalil Watson. That's how brief the rain shower was. It started during commercial break and ended just as we came out of it. Vassell throws one low for a ball. It's 1-1. We'd gone too long in the state of Florida without rain. Like 4 days. Vassell throws a pitch, an excuse me check swing. Ball put in play out to second. No play to be made by Newton. Tried to scoop it up and throw it in one motion, but never got it in his glove, and it stays on the ground. Now Cleo Watson, an infield dribbler on the check swing, finds his way on first base with a single. It's up break for Vassell. He was oh so close to getting to that ball as he lunged for it off the side of the mound, just out of his reach. and no chance for Newton. And here comes Javier Sanoja with the leadoff man aboard. And the score, nobody out. Vassell to the stretch. Watson a big lead. Pitches a ball outside. Sanoja, little guy, 5'7", 157 from Maracay, Venezuela. He's 19 years old. Runner goes, pitches fouled away. Sanoja cost his teammate Watson a stolen base there. Watson a great jump. Sanoja a late swing and a foul ball. Sanoja in the series is just 1-4-8. Pickoff play. Watson dives back in safely without a tag from Wold. There's a slider for a ball outside. 2-1. But Watson, the Marlins' number one prospect, on first base. Doesn't run as this pitch comes over for a strike. Did not play yesterday. He was in the initial lineup. Then the Mets got a new lineup, and he was not in there. And Jupiter did not score. He was a big part of their offense the first two games as this ball is fouled away. He had the go-ahead hits on Tuesday and Wednesday. So Jupiter certainly missed him yesterday, and now he's on first base trying to make something happen. He runs. The pitch is a breaking ball. Grounded out to short. The pitch will just go to first from Lynn. Lynn looked to second, seeing if he could flip to Newton covering the base, but Watson was already there. And then Lynn turns his attention to first and makes the easy play to get Sanoja. That's another check swing ground ball put in play, this time hard enough where the infielder can handle it. So Watson up to second. Sanoja out at first. Salas the batter, and he chops one high out to Newton. Shervin will field chest high, unload quickly to Wold for the out. Two down on the ground out from Salas. Watson moves down to third. At least there was actually a full swing that time. The ball in play. Cyrus Johnson, like the Jupiter starter Chris Machma, was on the opening day roster for Jupiter last year, starting this season again with Jupiter. Takes a fastball low for ball one. No score, two outs, runner on third base, and the bottom of the first. Vassell's pitch comes high and tight on Johnson. It's 2-0. Johnson showed last year a very free swinger. And this series, in his two games, he's 0-6. Vassell's pitch is fouled away. Pitch right down the pipe, but Johnson could not turn on it. A defensive swing. Fastball high and in, swing and a miss, strike two. No radar gun here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, but the stat cast on the computer tells me Vassell averaging 94-95 in the early going. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, slugged out to left field. Wind will hang it up for Dominguez. Now it's Ramirez making the catch. And that center fielder comes into left center. Hauls it in for out three. Good job by Vassell to work around the excuse me check swing infield single from Watson. Strands him on third. No score going to the second. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
OK, can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you from Roger Dean. Another quick inning. That's a theme. 13-minute first inning. Now we're in the second scoreless. Shervin Newton will lead things off against Machma. Machma starts him with a big curveball for a strike. Pitch in the dirt. Ball and a strike. Machma just does beat the pitch clock, throws one low. 2-1. Yeah, the speed of games, that's become a real hot topic around minor league baseball with the pitch clocks, and it's certainly been a fast series this far here. Newton slugs one deep left center. Johnson on the run trying to track it down out of his reach. He tries to play it off the wall. He does, but he can't stop Shervin Newton from hitting his sixth double already this season. Shervin flexing towards the next dugout as he stands on second base. That's some raw power there from Newton to go with the opposite field gap in left center. Switch hitters had a great season to this point. A tough series so far here in Jupiter, as has every offensive player, really, for both teams. But the Mets in business early. Leadoff double in the second brings up yesterday's hero, William Lugo. He went 3-for-4 in a 1-0 game. That's pretty good. Lugo gets a hold of one into left field. Going back is Cody, and he's got room. And Newton's going to try to tag. No, he will fake it. Go back to second. Well, I got so excited for William Lugo in the crack of the bat, thought it was heading out of here. No, just a standard left field fly. Got underneath there. Lugo was a home run short of the cycle yesterday. He had a triple in the ninth. Scored on a wild pitch, and that was it. The only run in the game. Jack Thomas Wold at the plate. And he takes back foot slider for a ball. And maybe a cross-up. Jupiter catcher Yan Mercado is going to run out to the mound and have a face-to-face discussion with the starter, Chris Machma. Shervin Newton standing on second base. Want to make sure they have their ducks in a row. And we have I thought the umpires were pointing automatic ball, but nope. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield just signaling. Mound visit number one for Jupiter. I believe they have 7 to use this game. There's a ball outside. Yeah, that's one of the new rules that they put in a couple years ago that doesn't seem to really factor in the number of mound visits a minor league team can use. All in an effort to hasten the pace of play. ball outside. And any player that goes visits the pitcher, any coach that goes visits the pitcher, that is assessed a mound visit. The only time it's not a mound visit is if it's for medical attention with the trainer. Rio pitch on Wold, and he'll look at a strike right down the pipe. Hitters count at 3-1. Wold waits for the Machma pitch, and it swung on and missed on their back foot slider. That would have been ball four instead of full count. No score, one out, runner on second in the top of the second. Machma with his hand behind his back, fiddling with the ball, comes set. The payoff pitch is fouled off. Wold got just enough. Sends it between the legs of both the umpire and the catcher to the backstop. Here comes another 3-2. And Wold hits it into center field. Osiris Johnson took a bad route. Readjust, comes back in and makes the catch on the run for out number two. A good job by Machma falling behind in the count. Come back and get Wolves. And Carlos Dominguez will bat. A theme for the Mets in the series has been getting guys on base and then not doing anything with them on base. And so far this inning is kind of a microcosm of the whole series. Newton hits a leadoff double. The next two batters make outs, and he's still out there. Let's see if Dominguez can bring him home for an early lead. Breaking ball, and Dominguez crushes it, but plenty foul for strike one. Talking about Machma coming back from the three-ball count to get Wold. Jupiter's team ERA in this series is an astounding 0.67 through three games. Big part of that, only three walks in 27 innings. It's not giving the Mets free base runners as Dominguez taps one foul. Feels like they've been working ahead. 0-2, 1-2, almost every at-bat. That's tough for hitters to make something of those at-bats, and it's tough to string a lot of hits together. Constant two-strike counts. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Dominguez strikes out. So the Mets waste the leadoff double by Newton. Never made it off of second base as the next three are retired. Middle of the second, no score between the Mets and Hammerheads. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Mike Vassell out to work the home second inning. Pitched around a leadoff single. Stranding a runner at third base in the first inning. Here he gets Zach Zubia. Throws him a ball high. No score in this one. Has not been a lot of scoring in the series as this pitch is up for ball two. Mets have scored 2 runs in 3 games. Jupiter, 6 runs in 3 games. Ball high, and Vassell looks displeased. He falls behind 3-0 to Zubia. Pitch, fastball inside corner for a strike. As I mentioned on the broadcast yesterday with John DeStefano, it's been a tough series for the hitters, and it's probably only going to get tougher as this pitch comes up inside, because the pitchers who have been waiting in the wings have been watching these hitters and know how to attack them better than they did from game one. Leadoff man aboard for the second straight inning, Jorge Caballero up next. Mets turned a couple of double plays yesterday. Let's see if Vassell can get one here. This one's fouled away, shot off to the right by Caballero. Caballero yesterday went 0 for 3 in his only game in the series. Breaking ball down low. Caballero from Caracas, Venezuela, 22 years old, played with Jupiter last year as well. Fastball fouled off. Only Vassell bringing the heat. Scattering report on Mike is that when he bypassed the draft out of high school and went to Virginia, they turned him into basically a sinker baller. The Mets immediately upon drafting him, getting him back to his four-seam in the heat. Throws one high. And it has been high, hard heat today for the most part. Ranging anywhere from 93 to 96. Fastball low and away. Full count. Just can't quite seem to get the consistency yet. Kind of all over the map with the heater to this point. 3-2 pitch. It's up high for ball four. Right, so he missed up high a couple times, then low and away, then high and in. Back-to-back walks. Vassell stalks around the back of the mound. It's one of the other aspects of having the pitch clock this year is, you know, pitchers really can't walk off the back of the mound mid at bat, take a deep breath, and reset. They have to get it and go. Vassell given a few extra seconds between at bats to try to collect his breath. Pumps a fastball by JV and Cody. Well, he's just bound and determined to get that fastball right. Breaking ball, missed up and in. 2-1, no outs after back-to-back walks to start the inning in the home second. Cody got ejected by home plate umpire at the time, Garrett Griffin, on Tuesday. Didn't play the next 2 games. Now he's back in the lineup. He swings and misses, and the count's 1-2. Now Vassell working ahead. Time called by the batter. Saved himself an auto strike, perhaps. Vassell set. This ball fouled straight back. Stays alive. Well, for the second straight day, the Big Easy. Golfing legend Ernie Els in attendance. Said hello and waved out the booth window as Ernie came up between innings. sitting right below. He waved back. Made my night. Loved watching him growing up. There's a line drive rocket into right field for Cody. Runners will each advance a base as the throw comes home from De Los Santos. Now Zubia had to slam on the brakes at third. A hard hit single for Cody. And the Hammerheads have loaded the bases with no outs in the second inning. Vassell in some trouble here. Again, it was on the fastball. Now it's Yan Mercado. And before Mercado sees a pitch, Victor Ramos will come out. Mets pitching coach paying a visit. Exit velocity in that Cody single, 102 miles an hour off the bat. Taking a look at the replay, right down the middle. Drake Osborne, the catcher, flashed low and away right before it was delivered, but that pitch missed by a good bit. And again, the fastball just doesn't seem to be working at the moment for Vassell. Well, Victor had a well-timed mound visit yesterday with Levi David when David couldn't find the fastball for a strike. And out of that discussion, it was heavy breaking ball, and that worked. I talked to Victor about that today, and he said, absolutely. He said, that breaking ball that Levi David was throwing was nasty. He said, don't be afraid to throw it on almost every pitch. Maybe Victor will suggest more off-speed from Vassell here. Well, fastball, and it's fouled, hit high and deep to right field. Mets got to hope this goes foul, and it does. Wow. Wind likely got a hold of that, blowing it foul. Stiff wind blowing from left field to right. And Mercado likely had the distance there. Couldn't keep it straight. A long foul. But again, a bit surprised there that right back to the fastball, and it was basically right down the pipe. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, a tapper out towards Vassell. He'll field it in fair territory, run to first base, get the out there. Zubia scores from third. He had no play at the plate. 1-0 Jupiter on the fielder's choice ground out from Mercado. Caballero down to third, Cody up to second. First base unoccupied. Not really a fielder's choice either, just 3-1 unassisted for Vassell. Vassell fielded that, looked to home, but his body was in no position to make a spin and throw. Then he looked to pitch to first and Wold, but Wold wasn't on the bag, so Vassell just ran it himself. Worked all the same. And a much-needed first out. Now Anguita Santos up, and he fouls one off. Mets infield will play in on the corners, at least in as far as they're allowed. Can't be on the grass. Middle infield playing back. Santos swings through a fastball, and it's 0-2. Daniel Juarez warming up for the Mets in the bullpen. As Vassell's pitch count increases as this inning goes along. Fastball, and this one's blooped out to Newton. Sherman will catch it in the grass. Soft pop out, line drive somewhere in between. Certainly not deep enough to bring home Caballero from third. The runners hold back to the top and Watson. And this is a big point in the game. Mets down 1-0. They've struggled on offense all series. And Jupiter had the bases loaded, no outs. Boy, if the Mets can hold the Hammerheads to one run, that'd be huge. But Watson is their most dangerous hitter and has had a good series. Takes a curveball for a strike. Watson's already got a single today. And if Watson gets it here, drives in two runs, that takes a lot of pressure off the Hammerheads. Well, it could have been a big inning. And here's a line drive caught on a little hop by Lynn. Good read by the shortstop Lynn on that knuckling line drive. And an exhale for the Mets Good clutch pitching by Vassell. Bases loaded, no outs. All he does is surrender an RBI ground out. Mets only trail 1-0 after two. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Chris Mokma has been good so far. Delivers a strike to Drake Osborne in the top of the third. Jupiter leads in the early going 1-0. Could be a lot worse for the Mets as Osborne yanks one foul past third or strike two. Again, another Mets batter quickly in the hole. Osborne to be followed by De Los Santos, then back to the top and Su-Wei Lin. Moxman's pitch, a changeup outside. 1-2. The pitch home. Osborne gets enough to stay alive on the foul. Drake in the series has had one of the better series, 3-for-5 with a double. Foul tips this pitch. Was it squeezed by the catcher Mercado? No. Umpire Dangerfield points to the dirt and says it hit the dirt and then bounced into the glove. Little break for Osborne. Mercado tried to sell it. Didn't work. 1-2, breaking ball, bounce in front of the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A decent crowd here on a Friday night for Jupiter. Won't match the good crowd we had on Wednesday. The first day the ballpark was open to the public in the series. Osborne rolls one to third. Nice stop by Anguita Santos. Throws on the run and gets the out. Good hip flexibility there by Santos to reach down, pluck that ball off the dirt. Osborne battles back from an 0-2 count to at least make the Hammerheads work for that out. One away. The pitch outside. Another voice you hear in the background, the public address announcer, longtime PA voice here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, John Frost. Announcing each batter from their hometown. Unique twist. There's a ball outside. We had a challenge a moment ago. A challenge by the Hammerheads on a pitch that was a ball. Challenge upheld. There's a ball that's fouled away, 3-1. All right, so we had our first challenge. I didn't see the hat tap. Maybe blocked by the umpire. There's a ground ball foul. It's a full count now. Now, each team has 3 challenges. Jupiter just used the challenge and lost, so the Hammerheads are down to 2. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch up around the eyeballs. De Los Santos has had a tough series expanding the strike zone. He went from a 3-0 count to a strikeout.
The top of the order for the Mets, the shortstop number 11.
First time through the order. It's been like it has been all series for the Mets. Just not much happening. Shervin Newton hit a double, and that's it. Three strikeouts. Back to the top in Lynn, who cranks one out to left field. Long run for Cody. It's going to carry over his head, bounce off the base of the wall, take a wild bounce. Lynn is going to hit the bag at second, try to go to third. Here comes Johnson's throw. It's right on the money, and Lynn is out. What a throw from Osiris Johnson. Right to the corner of the bag, to the waiting glove of Santos, and Lynn slid right into it. You can't blame Lynn at all for trying to go three after that craned off the wall and went all the way back into left center field. Just a fantastic play by Johnson. Tough break for the Mets. Lynn a double, but he's thrown out trying to stretch it. That kind of series for the St. Lucie Mets. It's 1-0 Jupiter going to the bottom of the third. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
First pitch swinging is Javier Sanoja, and he grounds one right past Vassell in the center field for a clean single. We're in the bottom of the third, and now all three innings, Jupiter has put the leadoff man on. Vassell pitched around the leadoff single by Watson in the first, could not work around his leadoff walk in the second. That runner, Zubia, scored. The only game's only run, and now Salas will bat, the runner on first. Fastball inside for ball one. Back to that play to end the bottom of the third, top of the third. That was a well-struck ball opposite field by Lynn, 103 off the bat, carried over Cody's head, hit off the wall, then bounced far away from Cody. This ball is pulled into right field. That's going to get in for a hit. Shervin Newton tracking it down, holding Salas to a single, but Sanoja, who is running on the pitch, scampers over to third. That sets up runners at the corners for the Hammerheads with nobody out. And Vassell again will be pitching in a tight spot. And here's Osiris Johnson, who just made that great play, had to go find that careening ball off the wall. That was misjudged by Cody. And Johnson lines one into right center field for a base hit. This will score the second run of the night. Salas trying to go to third. Here's the throw. It's late. Throw back to second to get Johnson. And he's safe there. And despite Newton's tag, hustle by Osiris Johnson taking the extra base on De Los Santos' throw to third to try to get Salas, who is safe. Osiris Johnson having himself a game. Three straight hits and a 2-0 lead. And the Hammerheads threatening for a couple of more. RBI single for Johnson, bringing home Sanoja. And both Salas and Johnson taking the extra base. First pitch, a fastball to Zubia. Jupiter's starting to line up these fastballs, but Vassell keeps throwing them. And there's a breaking ball. Good curve for a strike right at the letters. And it's 0-2. O-2 pitch, high and in. We'll brush Zubia back. Wold, the first baseman, playing close to the grass. There's a breaking ball, just missed outside. No challenge from the Mets. Vassell breaking ball, crushed, foul. Well, Zubia sends it out to the palm trees, out of the stadium. Time called at the plate. Vassell, the pitch, a line drive, base hit into right field. One run scores. Johnson gets the stop sign as De Los Santos gets it in to Wold. A fourth consecutive hit in the bottom of the third. A second run in the inning. It's 3-0 Jupiter as Salas comes home on the single by Zubia. And again, a fastball. And Zubia just cranked it the other way. One saving grace for Vassell for the moment. It was hit so hard and got to De Los Santos so fast and right that Johnson had to stop at third. Runners at the corners for Caballero. And he will take a breaking ball high. And then one in the dirt blocked by Osborne. Keeps it close enough. Well, the hit by Zubia and the single, 104 off the bat on a four-seam fastball. The hit by Johnson, 91 off the bat on a fastball. Salas also had a hit on a fastball. There's one on the inside corner. Yeah, Vassell just hasn't quite had the command on that pitch. Most of those fastballs been hit just left, leaking over the middle. There's one inside. 3-1. No activity in the Mets bullpen. A little surprised by that after the Mets had Juarez working in the bottom of the second. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three, or was that strike two? I guess it was strike two. Scored, had it wrong. Full count. Swing and a miss this time for strike three. Vassell goes low and away. Caballero chases. Would have been ball four. Much needed first out of the third. A one down. Johnson remains at third, Zubia at first, and Javion Cody is up. 3-0 Jupiter. This matches the largest lead in the series. Jupiter won 4-1 on Tuesday. There's a ball up high. Jupiter 2-0 on Wednesday. The Mets 1-0 last night. Fastball catches the outside corner, well placed. Might be the best placed fastball of the night. Breaking ball hit into left field. Dominguez ranging back, pretty deep, makes the catch. Osiris Johnson will tag and hustle home for the fourth run of the night. Long sack fly for Javian Cody brings Johnson to the plate for a 4-0 lead, third run of the inning. But at least for Vassell, back-to-back batters, he's retired. Zubia stayed at first, and now it's Mercado, grounded out to drive in a run last inning. And there's a sharp breaking ball that clips the corner for strike one. Breaking ball, dribbled foul, strike two. Vassell seems to be getting in a better groove now, mixing and matching more. Fastball outside. Could afford to waste one. Zubia, not much of a threat to steal. He barely has a lead off first. The ball fouled back. It stays the ball in two strikes. Mercado, he wants to go back to the dugout maybe to get pine tar. He went back to the dugout for something, and the umpire summoned him back in the box. Not going to give him a chance to head to the dugout and get what he wanted. Breaking ball swung on a missed. Strike three, sit down Yan Mercado. Inning started rough for Vassell, but he cleaned it up. The first four batters single. Then he gets the next three out. But three do score. Jupiter has its biggest lead of the series, 4-0 at the end of three. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets need to find a spark on offense. They trail 4-0 as we start the fourth. Alex Ramirez at the plate, and he takes a ball low. Mets thought they might have had something in the last inning, and Su-Wei Lin doubled off the wall and was just thrown out at third base on a great play. There's a swing and a miss. Ramirez as he chases outside the zone. Ramirez has been chasing a little more this series, and he's also been missing on some good fastballs in this series. Trying to get locked back in, and as he fouls one away, it's 1-2. Flew out to center field in the first on a 10-game hitting streak. Machma's pitch, a breaking ball, grounded to third. Fair ball, deflected. After it goes over the bag by Santos, and Alex Ramirez is going to find himself on with a hit. Santos, by getting a piece of that with this mitt, backhanding it on the chalk line, probably saved an extra base hit. He knocked it away, but stuck with it. So there it is for Alex Ramirez, 11-game hitting streak to begin the season. Pulls one just fair down the line. Guerrera up next. Ramirez dancing around on first. Machmas pitch is swung through and missed. Looks like Vassell's night is going to be done after three innings as Luis Moreno starts the throw for the Mets in the bullpen. Guerrera pops one straight back and out of play. And it's 0-2. Machmas pitch, spoiled foul out to the right. Guerrera flew out to left field in the first. Machmas set at the belt. Ramirez hands on his knees at first. Slider swung through and missed. And Guerrera strikes out. One gone in the top of the fourth.
The second baseman, number 20, Shervin
Newton. And here's Shervin Newton, who doubled in the second. Shervin already a sixth double of the season. Mets could use another one. There's a ball inside. This Jupiter pitching staff, some of these guys, the numbers weren't good coming in. For example, yesterday, Justin Fall had an ERA around 19. He threw five shutout innings with no walks and 10 strikeouts. As Newton waits on this pitch and grounds it, hot shot, base hit into right field. Shervin is 2-for-2. A couple of singles here for the Mets in the fourth. Ramirez stops at second. Mets have 2-1 with one out. And Lugo coming to the plate. On Wednesday, Edgar Sanchez, six shutout innings, no walks, and five strikeouts. And Luis Palacios, the starter on Tuesday, six innings, one run, no walks, and seven strikeouts. So some of the Jupiter pitchers struggling coming into the series have been excellent. Machma trying to join. He had an ERA over seven coming into tonight. To this point, he's got 3 1/3 inning of shutout ball. Lugo trying to change that. Flew out to left first time up. Breaking ball hits it hard, but foul. Look out, Robbie. Mets manager in the third base coaching box dancing out of the way of that. Lugo single, double, triple yesterday. The double 107 off the bat, triple 108. The big home run on Sunday to tie the game late against Clearwater. He takes this ball high. Snap throw to first is into right field. Trying to get Newton. That'll allow Ramirez to go to third. Shervin will stay put at first. E2. Errant pickoff throw from the catcher Mercado into right field. Caballero quickly running over to back it up. Does a nice job to hold Newton to first base, but Ramirez able to take off. The rare E2 throw to first base that allows a runner to move from second to third. Not sure I've seen that one before. Now runners at the corners. Now Lugo doesn't necessarily need a hit to get the Mets on the board. Breaking ball low. Good take. Two and one. Machmas set, delivers a breaking ball, hammered foul right into the Jupiter dugout along the third base side. Two balls and two strikes. Machma's pitch. Whoa! High over the head of Lugo, who drops to the dirt. Good snag by Mercado, snatching that before it could fly off the handle of the backstop. Saved a run for a moment. Nice catch. Full count. Newton might be going off of first. He's not. Breaking ball swung on and missed. A key strikeout for Machma. And Lugo can't bring home Ramirez from third for the first Mets run. It'll be up to Wold to try to do something with two outs. Wold 0 for 1 with the flyout. Wold just 1 for 12 in the series with 6 strikeouts. Badly could use a hit here to get his series going. First pitch, Machma throws one outside, ball one. Mets changed it up today, taking batting practice here on the main field at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, something I've only seen the Mets do. I can count it on one hand in the 8 years I've done this. Wold swings and misses, one and one. Robbie Robinson trying to have the players do batting practice a little bit closer to game time. Also, no hitting in the same field they'll be playing, as opposed to hitting batting practice back at home, which the Mets have historically done for road games at Jupiter. Curveball outside. Makes sense to me. So far, hasn't translated to a run, though. Wold will take low. 3 balls and a strike. Mets trail 4-0. 2 outs. Runners at the corners in the top of the fourth. 2 hits and an error in the inning. Wold swings through a fastball and misses. Full count. Time called by the catcher. Mercado wants to relay the signs. A Wold getting explanation on the clock as he digs back in. Don't want an auto third strike here if you're Wold. He's not in danger. 3-2 pitch coming. Runner goes. Wold spoils it foul. Loops one out to left to the bleachers. Machma set for another payoff pitch. Here it comes. Wold swings and misses and strikes out. So the Mets have runners at the corners with one out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Machma. Mets held off the board again despite giving the opportunity. Mets have now struck out 45 times through 3.5 games. Not going to produce a lot of runs doing that. Guys need to do a better job making contact. We're going to the home fourth. It's 4-0 Jupiter.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit StLucieMets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Rough game for the Mets so far. Rough at the plate, rough on the mound. Vassell is done. He got whacked around pretty good in the third inning. He did right the ship, but not before Jupiter scored three runs. Vassell, three innings, five hits, four runs, two walks, and two strikeouts. He had a lively fastball, but did not have the command needed. And even a lively fastball isn't enough to get batters out in this league. Gotta place it. 62 pitches, 40 strikes for Vassell. We'll see him next week at home against Daytona, a team that he mowed down in his first St. Lucie start. Now it's Luis Moreno, who's had a mixed bag this season. A long man. Can start and relieve, though upwards of four or five innings. He's been able to do that for now in a season plus for St. Lucie. And he starts Anguita Santos with a swinging strike and a ball low. 4-0 Hammerheads. They got a run in the second and three more in the third. And that's despite a couple of opportunities to score. Could not. Here's a liner into left field, opposite way, and that's going to run all the way to the wall. Dug out by Dominguez. Santos flying around, trying to go to third. Here's the throw, the tag, he is out! What a throw from the corner from Dominguez. One hopping to William Lugo, who got the quick tag down for the out. A grave mistake by the base runner and the hitter Santos. You never make the first out of inning at third base. Angel Espada manager with a quick discussion with the umpire, Garrett Griffin, who made the call. Hey, the throw was there. The throw was there. If the throw is there, the umpires are going to make the call as out. Tough to see the tag applied all at the same time, but there's out number one. So two great throws from the outfielders today to get runners at third base, one for each team. Cyrus Johnson and now Dominguez, who from the broadcast booth disappeared in the corner down there, the cutout of the stands. All of a sudden you see this white ball flying down the line. It's a long run for the Mets left fielder Dominguez. Here is Khalil Watson, a high bouncer. Moreno is going to field it off the side of the mound, run to first base himself, and handle the out. It's the second one unassisted we've had today. Just like that, there are two outs.
Number two, Javier Simoa.
So the double, the out, trying to extend to a triple, followed by the ground out. Two down, bases empty in the fourth, and Simoa up. He's one for two with the single and a run. He looks at a strike. Moreno pitching in his third game. Here's a ground ball out to Lynn, who scoops it right up, slides over, makes the throw for the out. Good inning there by Moreno. We'll have more on him when he comes back out to pitch the bottom of the fifth. First, we have the top half of the fifth. That's coming up next. Mets desperately looking for offense anywhere they can get it. Trail 4-0. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate
brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Bottom of the order batting for the Mets in the fifth against Machma. Big curveball taken for strike one by Dominguez. It was 0-for-1 with the strikeout. Hard to believe, but here we are in the fourth game of the series as another curveball goes low, apparently. No challenge. Jupiter's already lost one challenge. They won't burn another one here. Won't risk it. 0-1-1, curveball yanked foul. But their starters, their four starters, have not walked a batter. Remember all the problems last year with pitchers throwing strikes, unable to do it? It's a remarkable turnaround. So here's the ball fouled back off the screen. Stays 1-2. Now have the Mets chased some pitches that might have resulted in a ball four. There's a swing and a miss and a pitch in the other batter's box by Dominguez. And the Mets have certainly had their shares of swings like that by Dominguez. They've chased and expanded. But by and large, Jupiter has just pummeled the zone with strikes. It's a great aggressive plan, and there have been a handful of times the Mets have just been straight challenged by fastballs and just have not been able to make contact or get hits in general. And the plan is working for the Hammerheads. There's a breaking ball to Osborne for ball one. And a fastball low for ball two. Could Machman be heading for the broadcaster's curse here? Osborne 0-for-1 at the ground out. Grounds one deep to third, hits the bag, and goes into shallow left field. Osborne will stop at first after a big turn. And there's a lucky break for the Mets. Ground ball heading over the third base bag. Santos was positioning himself to make a play. Ball hit the bag, went straight up, and landed in left. Lucky single for Osborne. That ball went over the bag. Without touching it, would have been a long, tough throw for Santos, but we'll never know. Here's Omar De Los Santos taking a curveball for a strike. Mets, much like last night, putting a guy on base almost every inning. They only went down 1-2-3 in the first inning today and just in the first and second yesterday. There's a ball inside. De Los Santos, it's 1-1. But Osborne's single snapped a string of three consecutive strikeouts. Tossed by Machma. He's up to 7 now. There's a breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Mercado. Saves a wild pitch. Score is 4-0 Jupiter. One out, one on, top of the fifth. going to be an uphill climb for Mets offense that has produced just two runs to this point in three and a half games. They are due for a crooked inning. Backdoor slider for a strike. We have a wave off of the clock. Oh, Mets challenged. Win the challenge. Slider was a ball. It's 3-1. There's a swing and a miss, and now it's a full count. All right. Both teams have challenged a play, challenged a strike call. Jupiter lost its challenge pitching. Mets won their challenge batting. They have all three remaining. 3-2 coming to De Los Santos. And he takes one inside for ball four. So a good challenge earlier in the count. First and second for the Mets, and that is the first walk by a Jupiter starter in the series.
The shortstop number 11, Sue Wade-Lynn.
So 22 and a third innings for the Jupiter starters before their first walk. Can't remember a streak that long. Sue Wade-Lynn is up. Doubled last time. Thought he might have had a triple. A well-struck ball to left field. Takes a strike. He struck out looking in the first. First and second for the Mets, and now the 28-year-old from Taiwan, by far his most experienced on the team. See if it all adds up for something good for the Mets. Here's a breaking ball low. Good block by the catcher, Mercado. 1-1. We do have activity in the Jupiter bullpen. Curveball outside, and now Machma may be running out of steam. He's over 80 pitches at 4 1/3. Walk, and now a 2-1 count. After a breaking ball that really didn't break. Pitch to Lynn is rolled over towards first. Juggled around by Zubia, and he gets no outs. I think he pulled his eyes up and was looking to see where he was when he didn't have the ball. It was going to be a tough play. He's going to have to run, field it, and flip almost backwards to his pitcher, Machma, covering first if he was going to get the speedy Lynn. I believe this has to be an error, though. They can't call that a hit. We're going to have a mound visit, it looks like, not a pitching change.
For you dog owners, select plush toys.
Glenn Dishman, pitching coach, making a rare visit. Jupiter's pitching so well, he has had no reason to go out there. Still waiting on the scoring decision. It goes up on the board now. E3. So the Mets a chance to get back in it. They have the bases loaded for their top prospect, Alex Ramirez, against a pitcher who is starting to wear down. Ramirez representing the tying run at the plate. Mets down 4-0 in the fifth. Ramirez has already taken care of the hit streak tonight with a single in the fourth. He's on an 11-gamer now. First pitch, breaking ball. He pops it up foul, and that will go over the stands into the seats. Another inning with the Mets threatening. Bags full with one down, down four. Machma's pitch is hit into center field, not very deep. Johnson jogging in, makes the catch, no tag. Throw cut off by Zuby, the first baseman. So Ramirez can't drive in a run. Dejectedly walks back to the far end of the Mets dugout. all by himself. Osborne can't tag. That one, Johnson jogging in, making the catch, and setting up for a good throw. So it's Guerrera with two outs and the bases loaded. And he fouls one back up off the roof. Mets 0 for 27 in the series with runners in scoring position now. 0 for 7 tonight. Guerrera grounds one to third, backing up as Santos, keeps his feet. The play at third, not in time! He ran to third base, Santos did, trying to beat the runner, De Los Santos, and De Los Santos beat him to the bag. And now we're going to have an argument from Angel Espada. The manager makes a beeline out of the Jupiter dugout to yell at the umpire, Garrett Griffin, who is about 50 feet away, trying to see who got there first, the slide by the third baseman or the runner. And that is how the Mets get on the board. Hard to imagine, despite the ongoing argument, that this call will be overturned. Well, Santos started backpedaling, which was his first mistake. Then once he gloved it, he stumbled as he tried to run to third, and that little stumble also cost him. It's got to be a hit, right? You can't fault the guy for gloving it cleanly and then stumbling. That's not an error. I think they're just going to call it a fielder's choice. Everybody's safe. And now here's a grounder foul. So the Mets on the board as Guerrera's ground ball results in no outs and Osborne scoring. Bases reloaded for Newton. He's got a double and a single today. Now in an 0-1 hole. Machma's pitch is taken low for a ball. Yep, it's a fielder's choice with just nobody recording an out. No. Newton swings and misses for strike two. Guerrera gets an RBI out of the situation, but not a hit. And the Mets now 0 for 8, the runs in scoring position. One 2 pitch, Newton stays alive with the foul ball out over the third base side. One Jupiter, bases loaded for the Mets. Two outs, top of the fifth. Machma's pitch is taken low. Good eye by Newton. Two balls, two strikes. De Los Santos on third. Lynn up on second. Good speed there. And then Guerrera on first. Breaking ball. Newton, a high bouncer. Going to be a tough play. Struggling to get rid of it. Is the pitcher Machma. Newton is out at first base. Oh, baby. High bouncer. Struggling was Machma to get rid of it. Newton thought he beat it out. Perhaps a makeup call for the bang-bang play at third, the play earlier. That close to a hit, and the inning continuing. Well, that inning had a lot going on, including Mets loading the bases with one out, only getting one run out of it. Now 0 for 9 in the game with runners in scoring position, now 0 for 29 in the series. They can't quite break through for a big inning. It's 4-1 at the midway point tonight. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
OK, Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're in the bottom of the fifth. Luis Moreno throws a strike, then a ball to Jose Salas. Moreno, an 8-pitch, 7-strike, fourth inning. That gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. And it's 1-2. Salas has singled and scored. Official scorer Bill Whitehead, listening in back up in Fort Pierce, wants to weigh in on the scoring decision on Guerrero's fielder's choice RBI, which was not a hit, as this ball is grounded out to Newton at second. Shervin throws to first and retires Salas. Well, I hope official scorer Bill wrote a coherent text, because I'm just now looking at it for the first time. He says, you can give a hit on the fielder's choice unless the third baseman would have thrown out the batter at first. Yeah, that would have been tough, because when Santos backed up to receive that ground ball, that was going to make for a long, flat-footed throw to first. His best route was to go to third on the run, and then he just stumbled. As official score Bill has found out over the years, if a defender basically falls down, you can't charge him with an error, as Cyrus Johnson takes a strike and fouls off another pitch. He's quickly down in a count. 0-2. Johnson 1-for-2. The single, RBI, run, and an outfield assist. So good night for him. Former second rounder for the Marlins. Pulls one foul near his own dugout. Stays alive. Hope Bill knows we're not paying him to consult on the broadcast from home. Here's a hot shot ground ball. Good stab backhanded by Wold at first. He runs to the base and gets the out. Jack Thomas Wold, a look what I found play. Ball is on him before he really had a chance to think about it. Three unassisted. Moreno looking pretty good. Remember the first batter doubled off of him. Was thrown out at third trying to stretch to a triple. There's a strike to Zubia, who has walked, singled, scored a run, and driven in a run. Curveball, a beauty. A strike at the knees. A knee buckler, and it's 0-2. Moreno not messing around, trying for another quick inning. Fastball just away. 1-2. Time called. They wave off the clock. Now it resets counting from 14. No issues. Breaking ball missed inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 4-1 Jupiter in the bottom of the fifth. 2 outs, nobody on. What's been the slowest moving game of the series. Curveball grounded to third and just past Lugo for a base hit. Snuck it through, and Zubia is on for the third time. And William lunging to his left, trying to get the glove down fast enough, just couldn't quite get there. no 1-2-3 inning. Jupiter hasn't had a 1-2-3 inning yet this game. Jorge Caballero bats. He has walked and struck out. Moreno fires into strike. Moreno coming in had appeared in two games, so this is his third, all in relief. Curveball, line to Wold. Look what I found again. Jack Thomas reaches out to his right. A ball right in the mitt. Holding on the runner at first helped his cause. Caballero, a tough line out. Inning over. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded. Mets trying their best to hang in there. They keep putting guys on base. Haven't really broken through. Maybe they will against the bullpen, which is on for the Hammerheads. 4-1 Jupiter as we go to the sixth. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
New pitcher for Jupiter in the sixth is Luarbert Arias. Replacing Chris Machma. Machma, 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. A walk and 7 strikeouts. Jupiter's starting pitchers in 4 games have given up 1 run on a solo home run. That was Dominguez against Palacios back on Tuesday. Here's the ball fouled away by William Lugo after taking a strike from Arias right out of the gate. It's 0-2. Mets down 3, and once again down in the count big, 0-2, as Arias throws a breaking ball that's grounded hard to third, sliding stop by Santos, spins up, throws to first, holding the bag is Zubia, and Dominguez has been robbed of a hit. Good job by Santos, who's had a couple of nice plays and a near miss. This time he adds one to his tally in the good column. Sliding spin and pop up for the out. Lugo now 0-3 after the 3-hit game yesterday. Here's Wold. Half-hearted swing on the breaking ball. One he didn't quite commit to. Strike one. Wold 0-2 with the flyout and a strikeout. Arias, the pitch is fouled back. For Luarbert Arias, this is game number 4 out of the Jupiter bullpen. He's 1-0, 5.06 ERA. 3 runs and 3 hits, and 5 1/3. A fading changeup outside. It's 1-2. Another changeup outside, 2-2. I believe it's a Bark in the Park night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I heard them play the doorbell sound effect. I see a little kiddie pool out there for the dogs to drink out of. just don't see a lot of dogs. This ball is rolled to first. Zuby is going to run it himself to the bag and retire his counterpart. There's the doorbell. And I hear one dog barking. Where are all the dogs? I see one. I see a lab, a young lab, out by the third base side. Now he's gone down to the concourse. There's a ball outside. We're going to do two Bark in the Parks at Clover Park. The dates escape me as this pitch is inside. But it's not next homestand, which is next week. If you're listening on WPSL 1590, come on out. Tuesday through Sunday to Clover Park. Looks like good weather all week. Daytona Tortuga's in town. Here's a check swing. Ball put in play out to the mound. Pitch over to first base by the pitcher Arias in plenty of time. 1-3 put out. Arias breezes through the Mets order. 1-2-3 in his first inning in relief. He played 5.5. Jupiter leads 4-1 in game 4 of this 6-game series. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald back with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch in this inning to JV and Cody is singled in the right. Cody trying to stretch it to a double, and here comes the throw. He's out. De Los Santos throws him out at second base. Second time in 3 innings, leadoff hit for Jupiter, then thrown out trying to stretch to the next base. 2 innings ago, it was Santos trying to go second to third. This time, Cody trying to go first to second on the single to De Los Santos. And De Los Santos showing off that good arm. Gets his man. Second outfield assist for the Mets. Now one batter, one out. In unique fashion, Yan Mercado now fouls off a 1-0 pitch. It's 1-1. Well, Cody has now 2 singles, plus a sac fly. He does not have a double. Thanks to Omar. Luis Moreno, only 23 pitches in 2 innings. Collects his 7th out on his 24th pitch. Quite efficient. Throws one outside. It's 2-1 on Mercado. So we're in the 6th. It's 4-1 Jupiter. Another game that's ahead of schedule. There's a breaking ball low. It's 3-1. More scoring in tonight's game than yesterday and Wednesday combined. There's a fastball swung through and missed by Mercado. Full count. 4-1 score we have right now was what the final was on Tuesday. Fastball right on the outside corner, called third strike. Sit down, Yan Mercado. He will not challenge. Two gone quickly in the home sixth. We could very well be through six innings in an hour and 40 minutes, maybe not even that. And Anguidas Santos up, and he will take a high strike. They'll look back to the umpire, but no challenge. Here's a liner to left. If it's fair, it's trouble. Foul. It's to the left of the line. Dominguez over to chase it. Fastball swung through and missed. Strike three, sit down, Anguidas Santos. Another quick inning for for Moreno with the help of De Los Santos out in right field. Outfield assist and two strikeouts. We're through six going to the seventh. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
4-1 Jupiter as we start the seventh inning. We're in the seventh inning, an hour and 41 minutes after first pitch. Another mind-bogglingly fast game. Not quite the two-hour game we had a couple of nights ago as Drake Osborne takes a strike. But this is try-to-catch-your-breath baseball and broadcasting. You like to weave some stories into the broadcast once in a while, but there's not a lot of breathing room as Osborne swings and misses. It's 0-2. Luarbert Arias, a 1-2-3-6, gets a swing and a miss from Osborne, and just like that, one down in the top of the seventh. Drake now 1-for-3. De Los Santos next. Now they want increased pace of play. They've done it. Now, it's a small sample size. Here we are, game 13 of the season, as De Los Santos pops one up. One looks like it's heading back to the seats, and it is. Everybody's okay. But what's going to be the long-term effect here? I mean, as the clock is now live, I mean, the Mets have not played a game over 3 hours yet this year. This one's not going to be over 3 hours. Hard to imagine the final three innings taking an hour 20. The first six took an hour 40. There's certainly less offense, not just in this series, but across the league. This ball fouled back. Now, last weekend at home against Clearwater, you know, there was a couple of 5-4 games, a 6-5 game. All those games took under 3 hours as well. But this week we've had 4-1, 2-0, 1-0, 4-1. Really lack of offense. Is that going to be the trend going forward? This ball is fouled off. Now, look, it's not. It's been that way around the league, too. Not just here. I mean, games around the league tonight, as this ball swung on and missed by De Los Santos, he strikes out for the second time. Two up, two down for Arias. And we got Fort Myers, Dunedin, scoreless in the eighth. We got Tampa, Clearwater, 3-0 in the seventh. Bradenton's up 4-0 at Daytona in the fifth. Lakeland 7, Palm Beach 2 in the fifth. I mean, you know, generally low-scoring games. I mean, we're not finding any 9-8, 9-6, 10-7 games. There's a fastball outside to Lynn. 2-0. Yesterday, the finals in the league were 1-0, 5-2, 3-0, 8-3, and 4-2. So again, generally low scoring. And fast. On appeal on this check swing. I don't think Lynn went. Did he go? Yes. Time of games around the league yesterday, 2 hours 22 minutes, 2 hours 43 minutes, 2 hours 9 minutes, 2 hours 42 minutes, 2 hours 28 minutes. So a far cry from the 3 hour and 10 minute average in the Florida State League last year. Mets successfully challenge a strike, apparently, as this ball is outside. So a strike to a ball. Mets 2-for-2. And this pitch low for ball 4, and Lynn takes a rare walk. It's the fifth walk issued by Jupiter in the series, the second tonight.
Number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Alex Ramirez up with two outs and a runner on first. Ramirez 1-for-3. See, I'm trying to relay all these stories about time of games and things like that, and I miss a challenge. And can't blink for a second as this pitch is over for a strike. I did see, I had a chuckle at this one. I didn't know if it was a facetious comment by J.J. Cooper of Baseball America as this one's fouled off. But J.J. Cooper of Baseball America tweeted out earlier today, he's heard from scouts who have a problem with the faster games. They're doubling up, basically, if a scout has to cover both teams, that scouts don't have enough time to write all the notes from one play before the next play happens. Here's a ground ball foul. So it's not just broadcasters trying to call a game and weave in notes and nuggets and stories and keep up. It's apparently the scouts, too. We all have to adjust because we're not going back. That I'm fairly sure of. Ramirez takes this pitch outside. Good take. Mets down 3, running out of time. Two outs in the seventh. Lynn on first. Ramirez takes this pitch further outside. 2-2. Ramirez, that single in the fourth, but I think he's really bothered by his fly out in the fifth with the bases loaded that did not drive a run in. That appears to be the big chance in the game for the Mets. Bases loaded, one out. All they get out of it is a fielder's choice run scoring plate. Pitch is outside. It's a full count. So Alex has worked back full. Payoff pitch, inside, ball 4. One nearly hit Alex and got out of the way. Lynn up to second, and Arias, after retiring the first 5 batters he faced, has now walked 2 in a row, and Guerrero's going to get another crack with runners on.
He's the one who drove in the run in the fifth inning. The RBI fielder's choice is Santos. Fielded the ball, couldn't get to the base in time. And we'll have another mound visit with Glenn Dishman. Again, 4-1 Jupiter, two outs, two on, top of the seventh. Another chance for the Mets with runners in scoring position. They're 0-9 tonight, 0-29 in the series. That seems almost impossible. You'd think they would have lucked into something by now, but they have not. Maybe the 30th time will break the spell. Another thing with the quickness of the games because of the pitch clock is, you know, the pitchers, had a discussion with Robbie Robinson about this before the game, the Mets manager. He equated it to like a power lifter versus a CrossFit person. The CrossFit is more rapid. You know, you're going quickly. A power lifter, you're kind of taking your time in between sets so you can gather more energy to lift more. And you know, we're all basically, the pitchers are CrossFitters now. They've got to go fast. There's a breaking ball. So maybe the pitchers can't garner enough energy to really throw some heat because they don't have the time. And maybe that would result in, you know, some more misses in the zone, velocity ticked down, and that would help the hitters as this ball's fouled off. But so far, maybe it's gone the other way that the hitters just don't have the time to really catch their breath and reset at the plate. Again, we're so early into this thing. You can't be making too many rash judgments. 0-2 on Guerrero, and he takes outside. But there will certainly be debate. I'm sure there's folks at MLB watching closely, crunching numbers, getting reports. I can tell you right now, offense across the league is down as the pitchers have to work quickly. Guerrero swings and misses and strikes out. Another key strikeout for a Jupiter pitcher in a big spot. Mets get a couple of runners with two outs. Can't cash in. Three strikeouts in the inning. That has been a huge problem for St. Lucie in the series. Now 0-30, runners in scoring position. Time to stretch. Jupiter leads 4-1 in the middle of the seventh.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Top of the order, batting. Luis Moreno on the mound for his fourth inning. That's how fast we're going. Gets a swing and a miss from Khalil Watson, who is 1-for-3. Moreno, astounding 27 out of his 34 pitches for strikes. There's a ball high. Remember how he had trouble last year with walks and throwing strikes? In his first game this year in Daytona, he couldn't throw strikes. Well, the message has been received on his end. He's really made a course correction here. Not missing around, coming right at guys. I say that he falls behind. Throwing a couple of straight balls. It's 2-1. There's a swing and a miss on a sinking fastball, 2-2. Three scoreless innings for Luis. No walks and two strikeouts. He's got some defensive help, two outfield assists. Swing and a foul tip. Squeezed by Osborne. Strike three, sit down, Khalil Watson. It's three consecutive strikeouts for Moreno. One down in the bottom of the seventh. Jupiter leads 4-1. Sanoha up, and he takes a slider down and away. Mets 8-4. Two-game lead over Daytona and Jupiter. Both those clubs are 6-6. Palm Beach is 5-7, three out. Mets have led the East every day of the season so far. Remember, last year, the Mets led from day one until sometime in mid-July. A long run, and they ended up being out of first place by quite a bit. Came back and won the division anyways. Here's a backhanded stop by Lynn at short. Good play. Makes the on-target throw and gets Sanoha. Look, Su-Wei Lin, 28 years old, has 10 years of pro experience. Been in the majors. He's not going to be here very long, so hopefully the Mets can take advantage of his services while he's in St. Lucie. Gotten on base three times and has played a slick shortstop. Likely ticketed for Syracuse at some point. Here's Jose Salas fouling one down in the Mets bullpen. So Jupiter with the win tonight can get back within one of the Mets. Daytona is down 4-0 as this ball is lined into right field. Salas straightens it out. Salas will think better of going to second and testing the arm of De Los Santos. Clean single with two outs. Salas now 2-for-4. Osiris Johnson next. Palm Beach in last place at 5-7, only three out. Down 7-2 at Lakeland. Mets will be back here in 2 weeks to play Palm Beach. This ball is fouled off the roof, right above the booth. Not in the booth, thank goodness. Had two booth balls last week at Clover Park. It's impossible to get one in here in Jupiter, the way it's set up, thank goodness. Curveball high. 1-1 on Johnson. Both Jupiter and Palm Beach calling Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium home. When one team's home, the other's on the road. When one team is on the road, the other's home, unless they're playing each other. Here's a ground ball at the side of the mound. Newton's going to field it on the shortstop side. Throw wide to Wold, who holds the bag. Jack Thomas somehow keeps the foot on the bag while falling down. And Newton could have let that go, and Lynn would have had it no problem. Newton ups the difficulty of the play, but makes it anyways. Johnson out 4-3, inning over. Moreno's now tossed four shutout. He's given the Mets a chance here. The offense has yet to wake up since going on the road on Tuesday. We'll go to the eighth. It's 4-1 Jupiter. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Have a new pitcher for Jupiter in the eighth. Caleb Worcester, a lefty, 5'1". That can't be right. They must mean 5'11". Yeah, he's 5'11". 182 from Brockton, Mass., 23 years old. 15th rounder in 2021, as this pitch is outside. Outside to Shervin Newton, switch hitting. And we have an auto ball call, that looks like, on Jupiter. Oh, maybe not. Ball boy is being called out. Maybe that was it. Well, it looked like home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield was pointing towards his wrist, which is the signal for an automatic striker ball. Just gets a new set of baseballs. Swing and a miss from Newton. Shervin, 2-for-3, a double and a single, and a ground out. Worcester replacing Arias, who went 2 shutout. Here's a bouncer over the mound, out to the second baseman Watson. Low throw. Oh, it's not dug out by Zubia.
Good effort.
Watson maybe a little too casual with the short bounce to first. Maybe trying to rush it since it bounced high over the mound. Mets catch a break. We'll see what the scoring is. But Newton's going to make it on base for the third time. Once again, a base runner for the Mets. It's either going to be a third hit for the Newton or the third hit on third error on Jupiter. William Lugo, a big night last night with 3 hits, is 0-for-3 this night. E4 it is. Yeah, I agree with that. It was more relaxed throw than it should have been from Watson. A rush to throw, maybe. Relaxed to rush, kind of opposite Adam. There's a ball low. Outside, Worcester. 2-0. Worcester's pitch. Hit high out to right field. It'll hang up for Caballero. Makes the grab to retire Lugo. Newton retreats to first base. One down in the top of the eighth. Mets running out of outs here, trailing 4-1. Mets were down 4-0, had the bases loaded, one out in the fifth. Couldn't get a run in, then 2 outs. Got a run in on a fielder's choice slip. That is it. Now here's Wolds, who's 0-for-3. Trying to bust out of this slump, and he's facing a crossfire lefty. It's a tough matchup. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Worcester's pitch, strike 2 on the inside corner. That one had Wold stepping out. Worcester hasn't given up a run in 2 appearances. His first appearance of the series. Wold takes this breaking ball outside. 3 2/3 innings scoreless with just 1 hit for Worcester. 1-2 pitch. Floated foul. Santos gives it a look, but that's into the crowd. Short lead for Newton off first with one out, and Worcester looking right in his direction. The pitch home is high. Two balls, two strikes. And while Worcester's pitching, there is another arm loosening in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. A 2-2 pitch home, inside for ball three. Rolled, not tempted. One of the three straight pitches that were nowhere close. Full count. Worcester's pitch popped up on the infield. Watson calling for it and catching it. Oh, he dropped it! He dropped it. It's picked up by Salas, who steps on second for the force. Well, sometimes you see that on purpose. The infielder will drop the pop-up to basically replace the runners at first base for speed reasons. That was not on purpose. Watson just straight dropped the pop-up and got very fortunate. It was right by his second base, and that Salas could pick it up and step on the base. So it's going to be a force out of Newton at second. Of course, Shervin had to stay put at first, assuming it would be caught. So it's no harm really done. Maybe a little embarrassing moment for Watson not making the catch. But Wold's on first now instead of Newton, and there's two outs. Fielder's choice, 4-6. You can see that in the scorebook. You're like, oh, that's pretty usual, casual. There's a pitch inside to Dominguez, and it's 1-1. Dominguez 0-3, a couple of strikeouts, and a check swing comebacker. Been difficult times for him tonight at the plate. Takes this ball low. He hit a solo home run in the third inning on Tuesday. Mets have scored two runs since on a fielder's choice and a wild pitch. Dominguez swings and misses, trying for another home run. Worth a shot. The 2-1 count evens it up 2-2. Breaking ball low, good take, full count again. Three, two, Wold on first will take off. Pitch to Dominguez, has swung on and missed. Chased the slider. Would have been ball four. Another strikeout, another inning without a run for the Mets. No runs, no hits, one error, one stranded. We'll go to the home eighth. Jupiter looking for insurance before the ninth. They lead it 4-1. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, Those business cards you order will seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Zubia Caballero Cody will hit for the Hammerheads against Luis Moreno. Luis starts Zubia with the strike. Zubia the only hitter tonight for both teams not to be retired. Two singles and a walk. He hits one foul on a curve, and he's behind 0-2. But Moreno trying to give the Mets five innings of relief. He does, that would match Nick Zwack for the longest outing by any pitcher for the Mets this season. Zwack went five innings as the starter yesterday. Potentially the Mets could get through this game just using two pitchers. There's one to the backstop. Of course, the Mets would love to force a bottom of the ninth. Through 12 games, we've only played the bottom of the ninth four times. A lot of home teams winning. No extra inning game yet. Curveball swung and a miss. Strike three. Sit down Zach Zubia for the first time tonight. Moreno continues to shine. This is fourth strikeout. Here's Caballero. 0-2. Strikeout, lineout, walk. Around the Mets organization tonight. As this pitch is swung on a miss, bat goes helicoptering foul, high off the net, protecting the fans above the dugout, and then drops down in the dugout. I mean, that thing is 10 rows up without that netting. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, the netting basically ended at the front edge of the dugout in all these ballparks. Now it goes all the way down. Surprised it took as long as it did to get that netting up. 2017-18 is when teams finally went the full netting. There's a swing and a miss for Caballero. 0-2. Well, New York starts a series at Arizona. The first pitch at 9:40 Eastern time. New York 10-4, best record in the big leagues. Good starting pitching and towards the very top of the league in offense as well. Good start for the Mets. Breaking ball low, it's 2-2. Syracuse entered a series against Worcester 1-10. But Syracuse has won three straight games and now leads 9-3 over Worcester. Fastball called third strike, and we have a challenge. And on appeal, we wait the call. It is a ball. Jupiter wins a challenge. So instead of a strikeout, it's a full count. Good challenge there by Caballero. And he fouls one off to stay alive. Jupiter now 1-for-2 in challenges. Only have two left. For Caballero, worth a shot. Eighth inning. We'll try to avoid a strikeout. Fastball high. And Caballero draws a walk, the first one issued by Moreno. So Syracuse looks like could be closing in on a four-game winning streak after a 1-10 start. Binghamton, after that brawl yesterday with Portland, is locked in a 2-2 game in the 10th inning. Portland tying it late. Rumble Ponies blowing a save in the bottom of the ninth. Here's a curveball to Javian Cody, who takes a strike. Cody, two singles and a sac fly. Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley 4-2 in the fifth inning in high A baseball. And here are scores 4-1 Jupiter. One on, one out, bottom eight. Breaking ball inside. 1-1. Short lead for Caballero off of first. Moreno focused on the plate, throws one outside. Mets going to get Juarez loose again in the bullpen, it looks like. Couple lefties milling around down there. Let's see if Moreno can finish this game out. It is Juarez who was warming up way back in the second inning. Mets didn't have to use him. Here's a ground ball. Could be two. Newton flips over to Lynn covering second. There's one. Lynn's throw back to first in time. 4-6-3. That nearly took out the umpire, Garrett Griffin. Mets might have to give him assist. He jumped over that ball. If it hit him, that's when we got any outs. Excellent appearance by Moreno. Five scoreless innings. We'll see if the Mets can send somebody to the mound in the bottom of the ninth. In order to do that, they need a bunch of runs in the top half. It's 4-1 through eight innings. Jupiter in the lead.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Josh Roberson on the mound looking for the save for Jupiter. Trying to close out a 4-1 lead. Jupiter took the lead in the second inning. Tacked on three more in the third. Mets have had scattered chances here and there, but you can't score runs if you don't hit with runners in scoring position. Mets are 0 for 30 in that department in the series. Also, the Mets with 50 strikeouts in the series through four games. Just not going to win games like that very often. They'd won one last night, but it took a two-hit shutout from their pitchers to make it happen. There's a swing and a miss from Osborne, and he's behind 1-2. Roberson pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless in the opener on Tuesday in middle relief. Breaking ball swung on a miss. Osborne strikes out for the second time. One down in the top of the ninth. The 12th strikeout for Jupiter tonight. Omar De Los Santos up now. 0 for 2 with a walk and two strikeouts. First pitch, socked right back up the middle for a base hit. Not been a fun series for De Los Santos at the plate with the pile of strikeouts, but solid base knock there. So the 9 innings at the plate for the Mets. They've only gone down in order twice. Another base runner. And here's Lynn, who's had a good St. Lucie debut, reaching 3 times on a double, an error, and a walk. In that order. A lefty hitter waits for a fastball inside. Caleb Worcester pitched a scoreless 8th inning. No hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out 1. There's a ball low. 2-0. Ramirez waits on deck as the potential tying run if Lynn could find his way on. Lynn will take a ball high. It's 3-0. Might we have some drama yet? Roberson in a low crouch. Now comes upright, 3-0 pitch inside. Nearly hit Lenny, had to dance out of the way. Ball 4. So after a strikeout to start the inning, Roberson has allowed the last 2 to reach. De Los Santos the single, Lynn the walk, and now Ramirez bats as the tying run. Only been 1 home run in this series between the 2 teams. And that was Dominguez way back in the early going on Tuesday. Very difficult ballpark to hit home runs in. And the dimensions are fine. 330 to left, 325 to right, 400 dead center. Ball just does not carry here, especially with the wind whipping today. Ramirez swings and misses at the slider for strike 1. And for a right-handed hitter, you're just not going to pull one out of here. In these conditions, you have to shoot it to right, like Dominguez did, or as a left-handed hitter really turn on it. Fastball, strike on the corner, and Ramirez should challenge this. He won't. Down to your last 2 outs, you got 3 challenges left. Think it's a ball, should pull the trigger on that. Said it's strike 2. Runner tries the steal, ground ball to 3rd. Santos whiffs on it. He whiffed, and it's into left field. De Los Santos scores. Lynn goes to 3rd. Ramirez up to 2nd as the tying run. And ole for Anguita Santos at 3rd base. Maybe he was bothered by the hard-charging De Los Santos who was trying to swipe 3rd base. Maybe he got distracted. He didn't touch it. That doesn't mean he can't be assessed an error. It was going to be a tough play with the speedy Ramirez running. But the Mets get their 2nd run to make it 4-2. 2 in scoring position. And the batter is Guerrera. He can potentially tie the game with a hit. And he takes the ball in the dirt. Here's to see the scoring. I think it'd have to be an E5 from the 4th error of the night on the Hammerheads. Nothing said yet. Drama here as Roberson delivers a pitch, and it's popped up into right field. Oh, trouble. Trouble as a couple of defenders fight for it, and it's dropped. It's dropped by the 2nd baseman, Watson. It fell on the ground as Watson struggles again to make a play. Lynn is in to make it 4-3. Ramirez runs down to 3rd where he's the tying run. What a mess for the Hammerheads in the field in the 9th inning. Watson trying to run into right field from 2nd base to make the catch. Caballero got a late break on it. Kind of that in between, but much easier for the right fielder. And it drops. The Ramirez play was ruled an error. We'll see what this one is. But Guerrera is at 1st base. 4-3 is the score, and Newton can tie it up with the hit. Newton's got two hits. He's reached three times, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. Don't put this on the Tommy Mansky instructional drills video for Jupiter. First pitch, a strike. Roberson's next pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Guerrero is being awarded a single. Again, tough play with the wind. Should have been caught. I don't think it was touched. 0-2 coming to Newton. And he takes a called third strike right in there, and Newton's going to challenge. Have to challenge. And it is going to be a call upheld. So Newton takes a called third strike on the inside corner. Tying run 90 feet away, does not pull the trigger. Way too close to take in that situation. Have to protect. And now it's up to Lugo, who's 0 for 4. Jupiter's made a mess of the inning, but another strikeout for the Mets has hurt their chances as Lugo swings and misses badly at a slider, strike one. And he's 0 for 4. Tying run 90 feet away. It's 4-3 in the ninth. Ground ball, the first, scooped right up by Watson, or by Zubia. He steps on first. Ball game over. Jupiter wins. 4-3 the final. Oh, Jupiter tried to give it away. Tried to. But Roberson gets the huge strike out of Newton for the second out. And the ground ball right to Zubia at first base for the final out of the night. Brutal loss for the Mets. The strikeouts are just killers. Jupiter wins for the third time in four games in the series. Jupiter back above 500 at 7-6, back within a game of the Mets, who dropped to 8-5. And I'll say this about the Mets. Every time they lose, they make it real interesting at the end. Just could not quite come all the way back and take full advantage of the error and the drop fly ball, leaving Ramirez 90 feet from tying the game. Mets ended up going 1 for 13 in the game with runners in scoring position. They are now 1 for 33 in the series with runners in scoring position. And 13 strikeouts. I mean, almost half their outs in the series are coming via strikeout. It's almost impossible to produce offense if you cannot put the ball in play. None more excruciating there than in the ninth inning with Newton taking a called third strike. Winning pitcher is Machma. Losing pitcher is Vassell. The Mets almost got him off the hook. The save the hard way to Roberson. Another exciting game. Another loss for the Mets here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll take a quick break, come back with the postgame show to wrap it all up. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam MacDonald back with you from high atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. Mets trudging back to the locker room from the first base dugout. Tough pill to swallow tonight. Way too many strikeouts in key situations for the Mets on offense to try to win this game. Jupiter doesn't score past the third inning, but their four runs in the first three were enough. 4-3 the final. Let's get to the scoring summary. Zubia led off the second inning by drawing a walk from Vassell. Vassell then walked the next batter, Caballero. Next batter, Cody, singled to load the bases. Vassell did a nice job to stop the bleeding there. It just allowed an RBI ground out from Mercado to score Zubia. Got the next two to keep it a one-run inning. In the third inning, first four batters all singled. Sanoha, Salas, Johnson, and Zubia on fastballs that Vassell just could not paint too many right down the pipe. RBI singles by Johnson and Zubia made it 3-0. Later in the inning, Cody hit a sacrifice fly to make it 4-0. Mets in the fifth inning had the bases loaded and one out, could not score, but then got a run after Santos at third base stumbled trying to get the third out on a Justin Guerrero ground ball. Justin safe at first, and De Los Santos safe at third, beat Santos out. That allowed Osborne to score the first run for the Mets. It was 4-1. Mets in the ninth inning got a single from De Los Santos with one out, a walk from Lynn, and then the ole at third base by Santos on the Ramirez ground ball. That brought in De Los Santos to make it 4-2. It sent Lynn to third. It sent Ramirez up to second. Next batter, Guerrero, pops one into shallow right field. It drops in for a hit after Watson couldn't make the catch. That made it 4-3. Moved Ramirez to third base as the tying run. Shervin Newton took a called third strike for a second out. Couldn't get that runner in from third to tie the game. Then Lugo hits a ground ball right to the first baseman, Zubia, who was just off the bag. He was holding on the runner, Guerrero, at first base. Went right to him, just stuck the left foot out, and ended the game with the three unassisted. That's your scoring summary. Box score starting with the line score for the Mets. 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. Jupiter, 4 runs on 9 hits, 4 errors. Mets should have made them pay. For the hitters in the game for the Mets, Lynn in his team debut, 1-for-3 with a double, 2 walks, run. Ramirez went 1-for-4. He's hitting .444 in the season. He's got an 11-game hit streak. Guerrero, 1-for-5. Newton, 2-for-5 with his 6th double of the season. Osborne and De Los Santos also got hits. For Jupiter, 2-hit games for Salas, Zubia, and Cody. Pitchers in the game, just 2 for St. Lucie. Vassell, 3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Moreno, 5 shutout innings, kept the Mets in the game. Big ups and props to him. 4 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts in an efficient 61 pitches. For Jupiter, Machma, 5 shutout innings, did get the win, a walk, 7 strikeouts. Arias, 2 shutout innings. Worcester, a scoreless 8th. And Roberson, a couple runs, only 1 earned. In the 9th for the save. They have not updated the box score to tell you. Oh, they have updated the box score. Time of game, 2 hours and 25 minutes, our longest game of the series. Would have been one of our shortest games of 115 last year. It's played in front of 468 baseball-loving souls here at Roger Dean. Not sure if they counted the dogs. Mets will turn their attention to tomorrow. They've been good on Saturdays. They're 2-0 on Saturdays this week. Maybe that will bust them out of this series-long slump. They started to come out of it there at the ninth inning, scoring multiple runs in an inning for the first time in the series. Maybe they can carry that over to tomorrow and get a win in the series. The Mets have to win both games over the weekend to earn a series split. Jupiter needs one win over the next 2 days to get a series victory. Mets also trying to get a win tomorrow to avoid a first-place tie. First pitch tomorrow has been moved up to 6 o'clock, which means airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 5:50. Hope you tune in. For Greg Wyatt, spinning the dials back in the studios of WPSL, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. Hopefully everybody out there in Radio Land has a pleasant remainder of their evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.